Russia. The works of Adnan Oktar have also had a considerable impact in Russia, which was governed by a communist regime for so many years, and in which Darwinism was literally an official policy of state. There has been a great decline in the number of believers in Darwinism. This state of affairs was discussed in a report in Russia's top-selling daily, Komsomolskaya Pravda, published in Moscow, with a circulation of 3.1 million. The cover story appeared under the headline, "Scientists Search for God." The world around us did not appear spontaneously, but was created. That paper, which was established in 1925 as the official organ of the Young Communist League, questioned the theory of evolution and covered metaphysical questions that science cannot answer. Covering the views of scientists holding religious beliefs shows that Darwinism and materialism have been dealt a heavy blow in Russia. The way that tens of Harun Yahya's books and some 70 of his documentaries have been read and watched for years in Russia, and the way that the public keep up with his ideas by downloading thousands of his works from his Russian websites, has without a doubt had a major influence on the Russian public's current turning to God. Switzerland. On 3 and 4 May 2007, Blick, one of Switzerland's largest newspapers, carried two reports examining the works of Harun Yahya. The reports emphasized how work on the fact of creation had risen to the top of the Swiss agenda. Whole Switzerland is now discussing the issue, heated and emotional. On 2 May 2007, Le Matin, one of Switzerland's main dailies, referred to the powerful effect of the Atlas of Creation in these terms. Creationism is taught in schools in America. In Europe, such propaganda is well on the way. An extraordinary atlas has invaded Switzerland. Holland. The Dutch language copies of the Atlas of Creation were sent out to a number of schools and universities. Minister of Education, Maria van der Hoeven, admits to not believing in chance in the evolution of living things. De Verdieping Trouw, one of Holland's top dailies with a circulation of 105,000, carried a report on 26 July 2007 headed "An Empire of Turkish Creationism." This provided a detailed account of Harun Yahya's life and referred to the impact of the Atlas of Creation. The Atlas, an expensive tome filled with propaganda against the theory of evolution, was sent free of charge to scientists, journalists, and schools. The Atlas of Creation is a superbly designed book. Weighing 6.6 kilograms and at 800 pages, this stunningly attractive book is full of top-quality photographs of fossils.